Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Boy, you're right. There's no shortage of things going on between COVID, schools, vice presidential picks, et cetera, et cetera. Mail ballots, there's a lot going on.
Even sports, you and I talked briefly before going on the air, and I thought once the Big Ten canceled their fall sports programs, which includes Penn State, the first thing I thought of was Franco Harris is going to be so upset because he's such a fan, and as he should be, and a lot of people wondering if that'll affect what the WPIAL does based on what the PIAA does. But that's not under your department and under your umbrella here. But I know you overall are a sports fan, too.
I'm a fan, and I, you know, certainly actually enjoyed seeing some sports come back on TV, even though our local teams, the results haven't gone the way we want. But I missed it, and I think a lot of people have missed it and are anxious to see what can happen this fall. And I think these governing bodies, whether it's the BIAA, the NCAA, you know, they're trying to do the right thing, and it's very, very confusing on which way to go.
And you know that. You have had to, because of the numbers spiking in the region, you know, put the 25% at first, shutting down the in restaurant dining. It's at 25% as in line with the rest of the state now. I know you would like to bring that up, but you don't feel you can just yet.
Yeah, these are tough decisions, and we've got to see our numbers start to come down even further. We've seen them stabilize, and we've seen them drop a little bit into the 6-7% range. We really want to get into that under that 5% range that we were in April and in May and early June. And again, I'll go back to the sports folks. These are people that love sports. They're not in these governing bodies to hurt sports. These are sports people. Most of them have played sports and been involved in sports, so they're making very, very difficult decisions personally for them.
And Rich, so much has changed and so much has gone virtual, and I noticed yesterday, and I wanted to ask you about the CARES Act funding tracking. You have a dashboard through the county that allows people to kind of track where the money goes.
Yes, and the federal government, and we want to thank our congressional leaders, Doyle and Lamb, for getting Allegheny County $212 million in the CARES Act. CARES stands for Coronavirus Aid Relief Economic Security. I don't know if anyone knew that, but that's what it actually stands for. And it brings money for things like human services, people on the fringes to help pay rent, for medical supplies, our health departments, things like that. County Council approved it last month. And the county manager has decided to put everything on the website as a dashboard to show where that $212 million will go. About 50%, almost 70% of it goes towards health and other things. Some of it goes to some local economic development, municipal governments. The one thing people need to really know is that the money cannot go to replace lost revenue for municipal governments. And I know, like, the mayor's really in a bad spot with the lost revenue that the city of Pittsburgh has had. And he's asking Congress to pass, you know, the HEROES Act, which would help that, because the CARES Act that was passed does not allow for any of that money to be spent for lost revenue.
Good to point out, and good way for people to track it for a comfort and to be able to kind of see an open book on what's going on with that portion of the money. And as you well know, Rich, the president concerned about mail-in balloting as we get ready for a huge presidential election. Let me first ask you, because I know the Urban League of Greater Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, Urban League of Women Voters, has filed a suit because they have concerns about being able to do what they need to do or voters need to do for this election. How do you feel about all that as we look at maybe 75% of America voting as a mail-in?
Yes, it's been an issue. And I want to say one thing. You know, the president isn't concerned about mail-in voting. The president is concerned about losing. And I think he knows that the more people who vote, the more chances he has of losing. So he's going to try to suppress the vote, and this is one way to do it. The irony is that his party and him himself have always done mail-in voting. They encourage it. They send out mailings and emails asking people to do it. As you know, we did it in the spring. The June 2nd primary in Allegheny County was probably as successful as any election that we had in the country, certainly in the state of Pennsylvania. And over 70% of the people voted by mail, voted safely, and we're encouraging people to do so in the fall because we want to keep people safe. We realize that, you know, going and standing in line in a gym or in a church basement where people go to vote with those poll workers who are sitting there for 13 hours puts people at risk. So it's safe, it's secure. Mail-in voting has been used in state after state across the country for years. And the incidence of fraud is minuscule. So it's really a red herring. It's a political issue. I'm sure it's not going to go away between now and November. But we're going to make sure it's secure. We're going to make sure it's safe and convenient for everybody to participate in the democratic process.
That said, Joe Biden made his announcement. His running mate is Kamala Harris, senator from California. How do you like that pick?
Well, on many levels, I think it's a tremendous pick. I think it's one of the first picks, obviously, one of the first decisions Vice President Biden made. I think it shows his leadership coming right out of the gate. I think as an American, I feel very proud that we have a woman of color who's on a major ticket, who's on our ticket as Democrats. She is tough. She's smart. She's very, very good on the issue. She has a good heart. I think she represents Western Pennsylvania values. I think, and our values are hard work, being pragmatic, making decisions to do the right thing. Very different than the values coming out of the White House about people that mislead people, people that want to blame other people for their own failures. I think she's going to do a great job. And the enthusiasm that I could feel yesterday when that pick came out, particularly among women, people of color, people in Western Pennsylvania, I think it's a great pick, and I think it's going to really skyrocket this campaign even further.
Well, a lot to cover, and you just covered a lot for us, Rich, so I appreciate the time this morning as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Exciting times ahead, Larry, there's no doubt. I look forward to talking again. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.